Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 217. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Having a great week.
Yeah, good. Not too bad of a week.
Yeah.
Been busy.
Good.
Keeping busy, huh?
You what, Nate?
How's your week going?
It's going. It's going all right. Can't complain too much.
You mean they won't let you complain?
Kind of that way. That, yeah.
You're right. That's how it goes for me.
The funny thing with the week is it just sort of goes on, whether you're ready or not.
Yeah.
Life tends to do that, right?
Yeah.
Life keeps lifing.
It's true. Life doesn't stop.
Buckle up and hold on.
Yeah. It's about right.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's going all right, though. You guys having a good week then?
Yeah. All good things.
Complain.
I have to tell you something funny that happened this morning. I got a message from Austin, our good buddy Austin Lawrence, and he said, you know, I have to let you guys know I had a bad day. Like, he's like, it was just a bad night at work, and things were not going well. And he said, so I thought I'd drive home and I'd listen to my Mako boys. And he said, I listened to your many from last weekend. And he's like, oh, here I go. I'm all set. This is going to put me in a good headspace. And he said, then you guys talked about this could get a little rough and this could be a little bit, you know. And he said, and I won't describe the things that we described in there, but he goes, he kind of touched on like, yeah, when you started talking, he goes, he thought, for whatever reason, these guys still are making me feel comforted. He goes, what kind of person am I?
That's funny.
I told him, I go, hey, don't feel bad. I do the same thing. When I get away, I listen to all kind of different podcasts and, you know, Evil Never Dies and all these other ones that like just are wild. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is my form of relaxation. So I hear you, Austin, and I think it's hilarious. I am glad that he finds comfort in our content, even when it's a little bit out there.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
I had to laugh, though.
No, no doubt. That's pretty funny. Austin's he's a funny guy. So Austin, you're a funny guy out there.
Funny guy.
He's like a mushroom, right?
He's a what?
He's like a mushroom.
Fun guy.
He's a fun guy. he's not gonna like that one. I'm sorry. I'm gonna get all kind of heck for that.
I'm doing the dad jokes here, buddy.
I know you're right.
I'm just kidding. That's always a classic.
I did try my hand at telling jokes this week, and the first time I did it was like I heard a really funny joke that was kind of an old bad dad joke, and it was a priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk into a bar, and the rabbit looks at the other two and says, "I think I'm a typo." Well, it's not that hard to tell. I just did it, right? Well, I was telling this patient or husband goodbye, and I said, "Oh, I have this really good joke I heard on the radio." And the first thing I said was, there's a priest, a minister, and a rabbi. I go, crap, I've already ruined it. And they laughed. They said, go ahead and tell it again. So I told it. And then they go, hey, it's not much better the second time.
That's funny.
I said, it's a bad dad joke. That's why I was like, man, I got to tell Todd and leave the joke telling to Todd.
That is a bad dad joke.
Oh,
I've been getting his bad dad jokes. Not kid friendly.
Oh, like naughty.
not Mako friendly, huh?
Yeah, they keep popping up on my reels. It's like, yeah, they're good, but
man, what are you watching?
Nothing for us.
That's too bad, but yeah, we have a clean show, so
nothing wrong with that.
Nope. No, it's not. So Well, hey, let's play the first sponsor, shall we?
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
And that is Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Thank you, Micah, for your sponsorship. We appreciate it. Love you, brother.
We do love that
product.
I'm getting a lot of mentions at work about my beard. And I'm like, maybe I should delve into the Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
There you go.
The it's not as thick, though. It's not as thick as Nate's, but
I can still use it to nurture and condition.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought you were going to say that people were noticing your beard at work and saying, that beard needs balm in it.
No. I don't know if they could handle the Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
What is that fragrance?
Yeah. You could handle it. That's hilarious.
Although I don't know if I'd wear it during the day.
Like I said, I usually use mine on the weekends when we're going somewhere. I need to get control of the wildness.
Are you coming home this weekend?
I will be home on Sunday. Well, Saturday night.
Goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're like I don't know. It feels like you've been gone forever.
Mm-hmm.
We miss you down in the South region here.
Yeah, right.
It's only a 3-hour tour.
A 3-hour tour. It was like forever.
Yeah.
We just did dinner, too.
Mm-hmm.
We really did.
Could,
it wasn't the same.
You could have drove up here to Peru.
There's I did tell him. I told him that.
There's a good Mexican joint here.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll get together soon. It'll happen.
Yeah, we'll make something happen.
Well, are you guys ready for the dad joke of the show?
You know,
I think so.
So I wrote, it's kind of last minute, about 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if somebody can give me a good dad joke. I had two or three. Betsy Kulikowski of the Unfreaking Believable podcast. She beat everybody to it.
Nice.
She gave me a couple good jokes. So I want to give a shout out to Betsy for her dad joke that she gave me. So here we go. Here's Betsy's dad joke. If you rent a car in Germany, you should remove all the names from the integrated phone systems because by law, you have to be Hans free. Hans free.
That's pretty funny.
My name is Hans.
My name is Hans.
And I'm here to pump you up. Hans and Franz.
So that is Betsy's joke that she sent me. So I appreciate that.
That's a good one.
Hey, Betsy.
Hans free. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's Todd's dad joke of the show, courtesy of Betsy K. And go listen to their podcast, Unfreaking Believable Podcast. You'll love it.
Yep. They are fantastic. And we love them, and they are our friends.
J.B. Kane and Jenny LaBranch and Betsy Kulikowski. They all three do a great job.
Mm-hmm. Trifecta.
They have some really good guests on the show.
They do. They do.
Other than Sean and I.
Yeah, I was going to say. And then they're waiting to have Nate. Nate is like their ace in the hole.
There you go.
Yeah. I think they – wait a minute. I think they said ace in the hole. Maybe they said that another way.
I was going to say, did they say – wait a minute.
I was like, sorry, Nate.
When you said that, that's what I was thinking. But I'm like, no, they wouldn't say that about – they wouldn't say that about Nate.
This little ornery thing in the back of my head is always constantly back there like, say something inappropriate. I'm like, no, I can't. I'm not supposed to.
All right. Sean, you have first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the fun, the creepy. But the most important thing that we do and we'll continue to do is raise awareness of mental health. It is May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month, right? So we want you to get help out there. Call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
May is a Mental Health Awareness Month, isn't it?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it.
My friend Anupama posted, I think just about the time we got into May, that it was Mental Health Awareness Month on our page. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad she did that.
Yeah.
I had kind of forgotten about it too. You know, I think, you know, every day, every month, all year long is important, but it is good that May is when we really make sure that we hammer the importance of it home.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad she did that. I'll post a couple times throughout the month just to, as reminders.
Yeah.
Put it on our Instagram and Facebook. Yeah, I did. I totally forgot.
Like always with the company I work for, we've been talking about it since it is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, good.
Yeah, encouraging people. They see someone that's just off, not acting normal as they normally do, you know, strike a conversation and, you know, try to be there for each other.
Sure. Yeah. That's good. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
And don't give up on anybody that is struggling with depression or anxiety.
No. Where there's life, there's hope, right? And that's,
yeah.
I used to say that and think, well, you know, that sounds good. And it's, I thought it was pretty important, and it is. But man, I'll tell you, these last several years, we've all figured out that that's very important to know and remember, and to not leave each other, leave nobody on the battlefield, right?
That's right. Exactly right.
And just, a lot of times, just helping and letting that person know that someone's there in their corner, that does wonders. So,
yeah,
don't give up on them.
Nope.
You guys do that for me, and I mean that. You know, like you guys show up for me anytime I need, not just here in this podcast, but certainly for the podcast. We all show up for each other, and that, you know, that means the world to me. And so I know that means the world to a lot of people out there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a big support group, so I'm really thankful and grateful for that. Mm-hmm. I have a fantastic support group. A lot of good people that are ready to listen or, you know, message with me and when I need it. So, and mm-hmm. I definitely need it.
Oh yeah.
I have those days and it's pretty much every day. So.
And we love you.
We love you. I love you back.
We're here for you.
All right. That is good. That's good. Yeah. 988 and 741-741. We'll get you some help. Special announcement time. As always, our Creepshow 2025 live event on Saturday, September 20th. It will start at 6 p.m. and the doors will open up at 5:30. You can get your tickets for only $10 and they can be paid by using cash, Venmo, or PayPal. It will be at the Greenwood Happy Haunt Store in Greenwood, Indiana. We will have guest speakers Austin Lawrence and Sin Schrader Hill. They'll be there to share their spooky stories. And if anyone wants to be a sponsor of our event, message me on Facebook or email us at makopodcast@gmail.com And Mako is with two A's. So come out and see us for some creepy fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good time. I'm telling you, we're going to be busting at the seams in that place. That's my prediction.
You think so?
I do.
I hope you're right.
I was going to say, I know I'm right. And I was like, I know I hope I'm right.
I hope I know stars, I'm right. Right?
Exactly. Shoot for the stars. What's the worst that can happen? You hit the moon, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Bounce the back, Ricky's face, hit you in the head. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah, I want to see as many people as possible, though. Man, I want to.
I do, too.
I want to exceed last year's.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad for the first time at Greenwood Happy Haunts. And
no.
It's a perfect place to have a live event.
No, yeah, sure.
I went right by there again today. And I talked to people around the area, too, that live there in Greenwood or even surrounding areas. And one guy was mentioning Giacomo's Pizza, and I was like, oh, yeah, and you know what else is over there? So I talk about them. And I was thinking to myself, man, I just need just a little bit of a cushion of time and stop there. And I'm like, I know they would appreciate me coming. And I know, you know, I know if I go there, I'm going to buy something. So, but I'm going to definitely, I'm going to start like scheduling myself in Greenwood and leave myself an hour so that I can just head over there and God forbid, take some lunch or something and just take them something and go over there and just spend a little time with them.
Yeah. You might get lucky. Scott might have the day off or something, or.
Yeah, that's my. I know that he works too, so I know it won't always be him there. But or if it can be later in the day, you know, too. But
yeah, but you'll see Corey. So,
Oh yeah,
yeah. I wish Jerry could have had a chance to do a live show at the Greenwood Happy Haunts.
Oh, he would have just. Oh, that would have been amazing.
Yeah, he would have loved that store and Tracy too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. Because they were going to do a live show there, and they just never got it got connected. I mean, that never got it going, but.
Yeah, they connected at our live show.
Yeah.
In Danville, and then they were going to get together, yeah.
They just never got it worked out, so that's a shame. But we are carrying it on for Jerry, so.
That's right.
Carry the torch. Go
that's
after
right.
Frankenstein.
All right, well, yeah, come out to Greenwood Happy Haunts and come to the live show. All right, we are to that point, Sean.
Yes.
You want to tell the listeners, our lovely listeners, what we're going to talk about and give a little foundation?
I do. I like the fact that they're lovely. This is my pick, and it is Dragsholm Castle in Scotland. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Yes, sir.
A little foundation. It is Dragsholm Castle, or in Danish, it's Dragsholm Slot. So a slot is a castle, apparently. Is a historic building in Zealand, Denmark. Did I say Scotland? I said Scotland, didn't I? I don't know why I said Scotland. I had Scotland on my mind. For about 800 years, there has been a building on the islet by the drag from the original palace over the medieval castle to the current Baroque style. Dragsholm Castle has had an influence on and been influenced by changing times and the surrounding community. Today, Dragsholm Castle has a restaurant and hotel facilities.
I was going to let you know that it summers in Scotland and then winters in Denmark.
Is that castle does? It's a light castle. It could just... Giants carry it, right? I'm sure.
Yeah.
It teleports. Yeah, I don't know why I had Scott. I was sitting there and I was like, I said that so confidently. And then when I was like, I said Scotland, didn't I? That's amazing. It's amazing my brain works at all.
This place is got it all, from what I can tell.
Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting. So the name Dragsholm, which I love castles. You guys love, we all love castles. I want to get in actual real castles one of these days. I would totally stay in one too. Haunted. I'm sure they're all haunted, right? But this says the name Dragsholm, prior to the reclamation of Lammerfjord Åsrid, was connected to the rest of Zealand by a narrow strip of land known as a draw or drag. located east of Drag's home were the mill, Drag's Mole, where it lies today. The Vikings could drag their ships across the strip of land and then sail through to Roxglide, I'm sure I'm not saying that right, avoiding the dangerous waters north of Zealand. The islet, or islet, however you say that, on which Dragsholm Castle was built is surrounded by lakes and meadows just south of the terminal moraine, which ends at some place I can't pronounce because it's in Denmark language, to the north. Consequently, Dragholm means the islet by the drag. I just think of dragons, basically.
They call it a castle, but it's more like a building.
It's a slot.
Yeah, it's a slot. And
yeah, it really doesn't look like a castle.
No.
Jane, you ignorant slot.
But it was a former prison, and now it's a luxury hotel, so I think that'd be really cool to go stay at.
Oh, yeah. It is not your traditional castle, no. You're correct.
No. It used to be a royal prison. Ooh.
Ooh.
It was built in 1215 by the Bishop of Codsliddy, or however you say that.
This jester isn't gestering anymore. Throw him in the castle.
Did you see, looking at it, how many ghosts are purported to be there?
100.
All 100.
Yes, 100. Now there's 7 well-known, but there is upwards of 100. You're correct, huh? 100 ghosts.
I've got a website pulled up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's got good information about the history, and it's got a lot of the ghosts they talk about.
Yeah.
The bad thing is they cut it off, like the sentences, they cut off the sentences, so I can only try to piece together what they're trying to say. I'm like,
oh. Well, that's not cool.
I know. And this is usually this same website we've used over and over for different topics, and I've never had this issue. And I tried to even pull it back up thinking it was just an error in the first time I pulled it up, and it's not. That's how the articles are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to still try to tell some information from them and just kind of piece them together.
But it does have a bloody history. Long periods of being a home for noble prisoners and a location where several murders and other tragic events have taken place.
Murder, you say?
Dun dun dun. Murder.
Murder, she wrote.
Yeah. If I can find more information on the murders.
Well, I think it goes into some of the hauntings too. I know that, so there's, you'd probably tell some of these too, Todd, the three main ghosts that are there. The Earl of Bothwell is James Hepburn. He was the third husband of Mary, Queen of the Scots, and was imprisoned at Dragsholm Castle, where he died at the age of 44. His ghost is said to ride a horse-drawn carriage through the courtyard, and guests have heard the sound of horse hooves in the courtyard. And then, of course, there's a white lady and a gray lady. So the white lady is believed to be Selina Bowles. Her story is tragic. She was a noblewoman who fell in love with a commoner and became pregnant. Her father imprisoned her in the castle's basement, where she was eventually bricked into a wall and left to die. In the 1930s, workers repairing the plumbing...
Just another brick in the wall?
Yeah, she's just another brick in the wall. So in the 1930s, workers repairing the plumbing discovered a skeleton wearing... what are you doing?
Showing Todd what to do.
Oh, you got it. Repairing the plumbing discovered a skeleton where... I thought you were showing me Pink Floyd. Workers repairing the plumbing discovered a skeleton wearing a white dress behind a wall, corroborating the story. Visitors have reported seeing a lady in white walking the castle and crying for her lover. And then the other one, the gray lady is a servant who worked at the castle and developed a toothache. The master of the castle provided her with a poultice that cured her pain, but she died shortly after. Her ghost is said to haunt the castle halls, walking around in gratitude for the kindness shown to her. You'd think she'd be like holding her tooth, you know. Ouch. I guess he cured her, but you know.
That helped, Todd.
That does. Thank you.
Yep.
Didn't even think about that. Did you find out any more about the bloody stuff, Nate, before I read this paragraph?
No, not yet.
All right, I'm going to read. This is the ghost of Eiler Brokenhus. Brokenhus.
That sounds made up.
Yeah. I'll say Brockenhus. He was once the king's confidant, but somehow he blew it with the king and ended up in prison. He is nicknamed the Mad Squire because he lost his sanity towards the end of his imprisonment.
Ooh.
He was only able to blurt out bitter and abusive dialogues which people were unable to follow. You can still hear him rambling in the corridors near where his cell used to be. So he is a sounds like a belligerent ghost.
Sounds like it.
Lord Brockenhus.
Yeah. This thing's
Doesn't
old.
sound like a nice guy.
For what it looks like, it's extremely old, but it doesn't,
oh.
Like I said, it's not like a traditional castle.
There's a says the beautiful Greg Holmes Castle is a luxurious hotel today with a beautiful gardens and a golf course.
See,
It's located,
it is like Scotland.
yeah, it's located right in the middle of the meadows and lakes, which give it a magical touch. There's even a Michelin-starred restaurant in it. Would you dare to book a room there? Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Joachim Rohnau, and he was the last Catholic bishop of Rossglide. He was imprisoned in Dragsholm Castle and is said to haunt the tower cells where he was held. You wonder what he did, right? If he was a bishop. He's a naughty bishop, apparently.
What was the name? Because you cut out, at least on my end.
His name was Joachim Rohnau. And
Rohnau.
the O has a slash through it, so I don't know what that does to it, but Rohnau. Joachim. We never saw that name, and now we see it everywhere.
But yeah, so it was owned by the kingdom for a long time, and then the whatever king at the time that it got turned over or sold was he was in massive debt at the end of the war that was going on, and was forced to sell this castle to a noble. The noble restored the castle back to its original stylish self. And the nobleman's family died out in 1932, and the castle was turned over to the Central Land Board, and then they sold the castle to a private owner named J.F. Botger, and he turned it into the hotel. So that's pretty wild.
Okay.
Nobleman's family didn't die out, then they may never have been what it is today.
Yeah.
This is the history is so interesting, especially as far back as it goes. It was built in the 1200s, but it says when Peter Sundsen, the bishop of Rossglide, built Dragsholm Castle on the Danish Isle of Zealand in the 12th century, he probably didn't intend for it to be one of Europe's most haunted castles. He had simply imagined the castle as a residence for nobles and kings, and his vision came true during his lifetime. In the Middle Ages, Dragsholm Castle served as a fortification and a residence for nobles, while the Count's War, which paved the way for the Reformation in Denmark, raged from 1534 to 1536. Dragsholm was the only castle on Zealand that withstood the armies of Count Christopher, who supported the Catholic king Christian II until the election of Christian III deposed him. It says, and it, of course, that it served as a prison for noble and ecclesiastical prisoners. After the Protestant Reformation, Dragsholm passed into the hands of King Christian III, and over the next 128 years, from 1536 to about 1664, it was used as a prison for noble and ecclesiastical prisoners. The prisoners were assigned to cells custom built to fit their crimes, actions, and nature of their behavior toward the king. Joachim Rohnau, Ronow, which was one of the guys we talked about, that bishop, the former owner of the castle and the last Catholic bishop in Rossclyde, and James Hepburn, 4th Earl of Bothwell and 3rd husband of Mary, Queen of the Scots, were prisoners in Dragsholm during this period. The Mad Squire, which you talked about, that Elger Brokenhus or whatever, was also imprisoned in one of the cells. So it talks about how, like, there's just so much history there and, like, obviously negative energy with them being held captive and stuff. So you can kind of see why there's still presence there.
Yeah. Did you say when you were talking about Joachim Ronow, or Rono, did you say that he was, did you mention that he was confined on the room or on the second floor?
I did not. I just said he was in the, like, he shows up in the tower that he was imprisoned in.
Yeah, said he was confined to a room on the second floor where he eventually passed away there. Since his death, guests to the castle who are unfortunate enough to be assigned to his former living space are said to be awoken at night by the sounds of wailing and moaning. That'd be a little terrifying.
Well, that's
a little annoying, too, at the same time.
This says, two male Dragsholm ghosts, one ecclesiastic and one political. The historical facts of Dragholms and the ghostly facts are intermingled. The historical fact is that King Christian III decreed Denmark a Lutheran state in October of 1536, and he and most Danes forced monasteries, abbeys, church schools, and cathedrals to renounce traditional Catholic beliefs for Lutheran practices. Joachim Ronow, the last Catholic bishop of Rossclyde, was supposedly imprisoned in Dragsholm Castle in 1536. Some sources say that after a period of imprisonment in Dragsholm, Bishop Ronow's Protestant captors moved him to Copenhagen Castle, where he died in 1544. In modern accounts, he rarely is mentioned as one of the approximately 100 ghosts that supposedly haunt Dragsholm Castle, but if ghosts follow patterns of logic, it would be logical for him to haunt his last home in the place where his captivity began. After all, certain cells for ecclesiastical prisoners had been built in Dragsholm's tower. Visitors to Dragsholm have heard moaning in the tower and sounds of presumably Catholic chanting. Wow, that's kind of wild.
Seems like the main thing going on is moaning.
Lots of moaning.
Yeah, I think this will be fun to spend a few nights there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the scenery around the place is pretty awesome too.
Talk about a lot that James Hepburn, 4th Earl of Bothwell, and the 3rd husband of Mary, Queen of the Scots, died in Dragsholm after he was captured in Norway in 1573. King Frederick, excuse me, the 2nd of Denmark, imprisoned him at Dragsholm. Legend says that his captors gave him just enough food and water to keep him alive, tied him to a pillar, and left him to die. It is said that he went mad and he died in 1576 or 1578. Visitors to Dragsholm have seen the Earl of Bothwell riding into the courtyard of the castle, like I said earlier, in his horse and carriage, and many visitors have heard the hooves of horses beating the cobbled yard.
So it says here, from Copenhagen, it takes around an hour and 10 minutes to drive to Dragsholm's hospital, or I don't know why I say hospital, probably because we do so many of them.
We do a lot of hospitals.
And 45 minutes to drive from Roskilde. And you can reach Dragsholm Castle using public transportation from the Copenhagen Central Station. However, you will have to walk the remaining 2 kilometers to the castle. The approximate total travel time is around 2 hours.
Oh, wow. That's an endeavor, right?
Yeah.
You better I totally be still do it. I do it.
I like how this says, it says, luckily for mere mortals,
not all of the purported 100 of the Dragsholm cat or ghosts appear at once. They seem to take turns with the White Lady, the Grey Lady, and the Earl of Bothwell visiting the most frequently.
Oh, Earl.
Earl the Pearl, right? So at least we know that we're going, right? That is definitely for sure.
Yeah, you know it.
It's just got such a good history. You know me, I love history. And the ancient history, it feels ancient to me anyway. Feels ancient on that side of the pond. It is it's just fascinating.
What about now?
Oh yeah, loud
Hey, he's back. So did you
and
become a ghost? Is that what you've been
clear.
doing?
This is frustrating. Good grief.
Oh, I bet.
I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, it's weird. You like dropped out and then came back, no volume.
So I was
Got
having
through it
glitches
though.
earlier. I had glitches earlier, so I don't know what's going on tonight. It's just weird.
Not storming down there with you guys, is it?
No, the
No.
weather's fine.
Well, I
Oh.
started talking and then Sean came right in and I was like, uh-oh, he can't hear me. So
Yeah, and then I glanced at the screen. I just saw a mime.
I saw Nate like shaking his head and I was like, huh, I wonder what
Yeah,
he's
I
shaking
was
his head
telling
for.
him
Like,
whether or not we
K-K!
could see or hear him. Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say was on Reddit, somebody wrote in, they were talking about the restaurant, how good it is. And someone said, does the restaurant serve their own spirits? And then it said, and then they say, and do they have goulash on the menu? Goulash. Ha. Ha.
Goulash. That sounds good. Goulash. The
Someone
pictures.
stayed in the top level room in the tower. They said it was great.
Oh, and super haunted, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys get a good look at some of the pictures of the grounds and just around the surrounding areas? It is so beautiful. And they say the grounds are gorgeous. It says the castle is surrounded by a picturesque moat and well-manicured gardens. The garden also hosts a quaint terrace and sprawling views of the nature around Dragsholm Slot. It's a lovely place to spend the day wandering and enjoying the grounds. They even host weddings and special events on the grounds.
Nice.
And the cuisine is exquisite.
Well, it better be
Exquisite.
for the price of the rooms.
No kidding. How much are they? Did you see?
The small castle room and small estate room are 295 a night.
Oh.
And the larger rooms, which range in price, are 325 to 500.
Two.
Yeah.
500. Must be a peach of a room.
500 smackers.
Better be. It should have a vibrating bed.
Oh, man.
And I shouldn't have to put quarters in it. Turn
Yeah. Jeez.
it on.
Yeah, it's a little steep.
Yeah, I'm sure it's absolutely beautiful, but yeah, that's it.
Daggone, yeah.
Let's do one night in one of the elegant rooms and then cheap ones the other two nights.
Yeah, right. What else do you guys have on it?
I just think I would love to go. And man, if we could see even, I know there's 100 ghosts. Todd, one of the things we were saying is that they say that at least the ghosts don't all come out at once. They kind of take turns. And of course, there's, three or four or six main ghosts, it looks like, that they talk about a lot. And then they're in certain areas. But man, I think it would be awesome. See, day or night, I think it would be fun to see.
Yeah, I would.
All of the signs are in English. And they have in the forest, they have pigs.
Pigs,
What?
huh? Ah,
Yeah,
bacon. It's
they said outside of the castle, there are a large park, an herb garden, vineyards, and even a forest with pigs.
nice. Oink, oink. Huh. That's weird. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Get
Weird
your
me.
own breakfast, huh?
That's
So
right.
there's a couple of this surrounding areas there. You can go see Copenhagen. Anyway, it's beautiful. Kronborg Castle, which is a day trip from Copenhagen. And then you can see the Mons Klint, Denmark's most unique landscape. And it's so beautiful, though. So I mean, I've heard really cool things about Denmark. I met a patient's son and his wife. I guess he was a career army guy and getting close to retirement, but he lives there in Denmark. And I asked him, I said, "What's it like?" He's like, "It's beautiful." He goes, "The food is amazing. The landscape is awesome." He goes, "You can drive just about anywhere you want in Europe." And he said they've been there for several years, I guess. And he said he just loves it. So, I've certainly never been there, but man, just look at these pictures. It's like I could totally see that.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of some of the food, some plates of the food, and they look good. Real
Scrumptious.
good. I
I
wish I
bet.
could smell
All right. Me too.
them.
I bet. Anything else you guys have?
Very haunted, very historic. A lot going on, and we're definitely going. And at least it's not a place that's like no longer you can't get in there and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because then we can't put it on our list. Our list, not list. Oh wait, no, that's script, not script.
Right.
All I know is if you go there, don't do anything goofy and get yourself chained to the wall.
They'll feed you bread and water. Maybe.
Eat you to death. Yeah, I like to go. It'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Reformations, right?
I want to know more about the 100 ghosts, though. I want to know more. I
Yeah,
did. Oh,
for
that's why I
sure.
kept looking to see if they talked about it anymore, but apparently not. But I imagine it's just a lot of the old prisoners or people that resided there over the, decades and centuries, and there's a lot going on there. Yeah, I'd imagine. What was it again? 1215 was the
Believe the
huh?
1200, yep.
Yeah. It's a long time ago, man.
Oh yeah.
It
Not
was
too
a
many.
prison for a long time, too.
Yeah, it looked like a long, long time. Not too many people go, but that's still a long time ago. That's a lot of people go, though. It's a
Yeah, I mean,
lot
it
of
has a
great grandparents.
800 years history, so
What do you think the insurance on that place would be?
Oh.
Kooky.
Don't know.
Get some kind of a medieval loophole that you don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, right.
I doubt that's true. Yeah.
Grandfathered in.
Hey, great, 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 great
Yeah, I
grandfather.
don't think so. If the government can get taxes, they're going to get taxes.
In
Oh,
any of these
yeah.
countries, right? Yeah, that's
Yep.
right.
Oh, yeah.
Still can't believe they encased that gal in the brick wall.
Yeah, and that's very Edgar Allan Poe of them, right? Like the cast of Amontillado, if I can say it correctly.
I read something, I don't know, I can't remember if you said anything about it, but like when they're doing renovations, plumbers found the skeleton.
They did, and then they also still hear the moans and the cries and all that stuff from her, her sadness. Ugh, it's
More
terrible,
moaning.
right?
What's that smell? Can't really quite figure out where it's coming from.
It's a dick.
It's over by this wall.
The corpse. Well, and because the corpse had a white gown on, like
Yeah.
she was wearing white, like all the stories that said. That's creepy.
Yeah.
You wonder how many people have drowned in that moat or if they've had any accidents or incidents in that moat. I didn't see any stories, but you just wonder.
Wonder if they have any
There's one of the moat.
alligators in the moat.
What'd you say?
I wonder if they have alligators in the moat.
Ooh, only good moats do. Yeah, Either alligators or mother-in-laws.
What?
I don't know. I made that
No.
up. It's hearsay.
Is when Sean goes off the rails.
Sean say.
Is that some martial art?
Sensei and Sean say are completely opposite things.
Well, that was good. Good topic. I like to go, and I think we can put it on the list. So,
Like you said, it 100 something ghosts. I wish there was more than just talking five or six of them.
right.
That means we have to go and find them ourselves.
Documentation. Well, it's too expensive. I can't afford to stay there that long.
That's fair. There's probably a green lady and a blue lady and a black lady and a turquoise lady and an indigo lady.
Red lady. Did you say red lady?
I did not. I was waiting for
Orange
you to
lady?
say
Purple
that. I was
lady?
waiting for you. It's like Skittles, taste the rainbow, right?
Yeah,
Hey,
something like that.
I am hungry for a Danish. Does that sound weird?
It does sound good.
It really does.
Does sound good. You know what?
What?
Let's get to your middle-aged moment or dark side.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a middle-aged moment.
Nate, what say you?
Oh, let's say moment.
Okay. You're both incorrect. It's if you listen to it, it sounds like a moment, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's a dark side. I'm not trying to trick you though, I promise. Once you hear the lyrics, you'll know. I don't know this song except in the movie that it was in, and it's Ed Sheeran, which I can sometimes take or leave, honestly. Some of his music is really good, and it's called "I See Fire," and it was for part of. Did you ever watch any of the Hobbit movies? I know that's Lord of the Rings and Hobbit and all that stuff.
No.
I'm not so sure how good the movie is itself, but the song was fantastic. But it's got to be a decade or more old now, probably more than 10 years now. But it is "I See Fire." So it is, "Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over Durin's sons. If this is to end in fire, then we should all burn together." Dark side, right? "Watch the flames climb high into the night, calling out, Father O, stand by, and we will watch the flames burn Auburn on the mountainside high. And if we should die tonight, then we should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time, calling out, Father O, prepare as we will. Watch the flames burn Auburn on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain. I see fire burning the trees, and I see fire howling souls. I see fire, blood in the breeze, and I hope that you remember me. Oh, should my people fall, then surely I'll do the same. Confined in mountain halls, we got too close to the flame. Calling out, oh Father, or sorry, calling out, Father, oh, you don't hear that very often, right? Normally it's oh Father. Hold fast. And we will watch the flames burn Auburn on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountain, and I see fire burning the trees. And I see fire howling souls. I see fire blood in the breeze. And I hope that you remember. And if the night is burning, I will cover my eyes. For if the dark returns, then my brothers will die. And as the sky is falling down, it crashed into this lonely town. And with that shadow upon the ground, I hear my people screaming out. Now I see fire inside the mountain, and I see fire burning the trees. I see fire howling souls. I see fire, blood in the breeze. I see fire. Oh, you know, I saw a city burning out, fire. And I see fire, feel the heat upon my skin, fire. And I see fire. I see fire burn Auburn on the mountainside. This just, it, if you listen to it, it has such an old feel, which of course goes along with the whole, J.R. or J.R.R. Tolkien and, Lord of the Rings, all that stuff, but made me think very much about some of this castle's history and just that, ancient feel, and then just the torment of some of these ghosts and souls that are stuck to it and ingrained into its history. So the lyrics are really good, really powerful, but you listen to the song, it's like, oh man, it's one that takes you on an emotional journey. I'll have to send it to you guys if you haven't heard them. You probably haven't heard it because, like I said, it wasn't radio play kind of song. It's just this movie is the only thing that makes me realize or recognize the song.
I've never heard it.
I've definitely heard it in the movie. I can't pick it out per se, but yeah, I've watched those movies numerous times, so I know I've heard it.
Peter Jackson did those, because he did Lord of the Rings, and his daughter was a huge Ed Sheeran fan, and she had met him after a show, and then she told her father, hey, you should use him and make a song for one of your movies, and that's basically how it happened. Mm-hmm. How a lot of those kind of things happen, they're meant to be,
I did notice that while you're reading through that, you said fire a lot.
Fire, fire, fire.
So what came to my mind was, fire, 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 fire.
Beavis and Butthead, right? Beavis.
That's what I thought too. Good stuff, good stuff. Well, you got us, so I thought it was going to be a moment, but that's all right.
It felt like a moment.
It did feel like a moment, Nate.
I had a whisper in my head to say Dark Side, but it felt like a moment.
I didn't try to trick you, I promise.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Cool. Well, thanks, Nate. Jeez.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank
Sean.
You.
Good grief. Middle-aged moment there. Speaking of middle-aged moment. Shout-outs time. Shout-outs. Nate, you have a shout-out this week.
Oh. I do not.
No shout-outs for you, huh?
I don't really engage with a lot of people other than the guys at work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's all right. Sean, what about you?
I do want to shout out to our friend, Brian Jackson. I hadn't talked about it in the last couple of weeks, but I had pretty much messed up my back and had a slip disc in my fifth lumbar and my left side. And it basically incapacitated me, but I really didn't slow down. Big shocker there. And, so I went to him and he did x-rays and he's like, yeah, Sean. He's like, cause I told him I went there and I said, well, I've been over doing laundry and, I coughed and I'm like, and then I thought I threw my back out and I said, but it's been going down my leg and I'm like, I can't feel my left foot and I'm having like a real tight calf and I'm like, I'm just a mess. And so he was looking at me, he goes, Sean, this could be disc related. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I was afraid you're going to say that. So basically he adjusted me and he saw me again and I did war brace for a while and especially with my job and everything. And then I did some pain medicine and stretches and all the things. And so I'm much better now. I've still got a little bit of a limp, but I really appreciate him getting me through that and helping me. I was going to shout him out last week and I thought, I think I'm going to wait till I'm well and tell him I really appreciate it. I saw him again this week and I just I told him I really appreciated him. So he came through for me and it was nice because he kind of was like, you know the things to do and all, and I do. But he gave me some hope, especially doing the x-rays and being able to show me like, it's just going to take some time to heal. It's not like we didn't see like the disc coming out and bulging or anything like that. It was just like, okay, it's just going to have to heal and just don't do anything else stupid, basically, is what I kept telling myself. But I really do wish it was like a barroom brawl or, climbing mountains or doing something exciting. But I basically bent over and coughed and I'm old. So at least middle-aged and getting older.
I was going to say, you're getting old.
It's pathetic.
Unfortunately, that's how it usually happens.
Uh-huh. I know we've talked about it and we've all had weird, stupid stuff. And
well, I was tying my shoes and I sneezed and
yeah,
now my back's out.
I've been over and I threw my back out.
I've hurt my back getting in and out of the car, just normal stuff like that.
I do, and I think I told you guys this. This is funny, and I will keep this clean, I promise. But so I had said to Dr. Jackson, and then I also said to a few people, and I went back and I told Jenna, I said, instead of bending over and sneezing and throwing out my back, I said, I wish I could have said I was climbing a mountain, or I was wrestling a gorilla, or I tried some new fantastic move in the bedroom with Jenna. And Jenna looked at me, she goes, I'd go with the gorilla. And I was like, oh. So I've been going with the gorilla story.
That is a Sean Layman story, if I've ever heard one.
Is, but it's so true though. It's exactly what it's where my brain went, and it's just funny. It's so funny that I told my wife, and that she's just like, I'd go with the gorilla.
It's more
I've
believable.
got 1,000 of them. What did you, so at dinner, Todd, you basically listened to all my work stories, and you're like, gosh, I definitely don't want to do what you do.
No.
I
No
understand.
way. No, thank you.
Do you have any shout outs, Todd?
None.
Zero zip zilch.
You got it. I think that's 2 or 3 weeks in a row for me. No shout outs.
I was going to come up with like
Yeah, good number.
52 because I felt like it was bad that I didn't have any last week either, but I'll keep it at one.
Okay.
That
That's
was a really
good.
long one.
Maybe I'll give a shout out after next week when I have my doctor's appointment.
There you go.
Yeah.
Although not really much is going to happen because they're not going to be the ones that fix my arms and shoulders, so that'll just be the beginning. Because they'll send me to the people that will do that for me. So that's when I'll have shout outs, hopefully.
When you're
Or
doing
I won't, because they won't be able to do anything for me.
backhand springs.
You people suck.
Yeah.
No shout out.
No shout out for you.
Don't go there.
Yeah. All right. Enough of the shout outs. Let's play our second sponsorship.
Hey creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship as always. Thanks, Scott and Corey. Love you
We
guys.
love them, love them, love them.
Go to their store, you'll love it.
If you have the feeling that you need to spend some money, that is definitely a place where you will find something to spend your money on.
Yep. They're having a craft fair indoors on May 17th. Saturday, May 17th, I believe, from 11 to 5. So that'd be a good time to check out their store. And they are having another one on June 21st, Saturday, June 21st, on a Saturday, 11 to 5. And I think, I mean, of course, you're invited native, but I know because your work schedule, but I think Sean and I are going to try to make that one. Try to. That's the one I want to go to because it's outdoors. And maybe we can set up something inside if they'd let us.
Is the June one, is that halfway to Halloween? Is that the one? Or am I thinking of something else? I was thinking there was
Think.
something that was halfway to Halloween or something.
June.
Yeah, what, May or June? I don't know how
Would
they.
be
I can't
May.
remember either, but I was.
May would be the 5th month, October's the
Yeah.
5th. Oh, then it would be May then. Yep. That's a good point.
Little bit
Yeah.
of math.
Yep.
Math too hard. My kids are doing a countdown for the school, which I think there's now 14 days left. And they were talking at dinner last night, and three of them were kind of trying to figure out. And Claire, she's like, 16 days left. Or, well, I guess 15 at that time, but she knew exactly. And William's like, because he's our math whiz, and he looked at her and he goes, Do I trust your math? You know, and I was like, yeah, isn't it funny that Claire, I go, that should be the most basic math at the table here, but it's funny, like, I trust her.
Coming up, that's for sure.
They have to go 2 days after Memorial Day. Did you see that? That's
No.
weird to me.
Elijah has his 8th grade graduation the 16th.
Ooh, that's wild.
Yeah. Then we'll have a freshman and a
Your next
senior.
time. That is really wild.
Yep, I'll have a high school graduate in a couple of
Yeah.
Real soon.
months.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Oh, yeah. When I told Rachel, I still remember him sitting in his car seat next to me at Pizza Hut, smiling and laughing
Oh,
at me.
never stopped, right? Minus the car seat.
I was to say he's not a car seat still, right?
Well,
No, now
it's
he
a really
walks
big
in with
car
a
seat.
popsicle in his mouth going, Sean died or something. I
Wow.
don't know.
Super chill.
Forever a classic moment.
Yeah. I can remember Harrison as a little boy running around chasing Parker and still hear him saying, "Wait up, Park! Wait, Park! Wait up, Park!" You know, they just loved hanging out together.
All right. Well, we appreciate their sponsorship. Go check out Greenwood Happy Haunts in Greenwood, Indiana,
Yes.
right off of the main street. So spend some money, show them some love. We'll get you some products.
That's right.
Second announcement, Sean.
I got him. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. Also, email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some.
Yes, sir.
Keeping it creepy, right?
Keeping it creepy. That's what we like to do here.
Yeah.
Something like that. Keep it something. Somebody, I was listening to a podcast and she calls her listeners creepsters.
Creepsters.
Creepsters. And she says, and it's I'm forgetting her name. It's her name, and then it's Keeping It Creepy is the podcast name. I'm drawing a blank on her name. Amy Brooks? Amy something like that. I follow her on Instagram. I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, she calls her followers
Is she
creepsters.
the one out in California? I think I know who you're talking about. I can't think either. Yeah,
Not
okay.
her. I not her.
Oh, not that one. Okay.
No, I haven't seen her forever. She could be in Cal. This one could be in California, but I don't think it's the one you're thinking about.
Okay.
So, are you talking about the model and actress?
Yeah.
No, not her.
Not her. Okay.
No. Although I think this Amy has done some acting. I think. I
We got
don't know if it's.
too many people to keep tabs on.
I can't keep up with them. I can barely keep up with what I'm doing, and that's not
That's
really much.
right.
Well, thanks, Sean, for that. Nate, what do you have for us?
I'm gonna try this. If you want a wife, just club her over the head, and all you have to do is drags home. And that's a wrap.
Man.
Was like, uh-oh, he's gonna get some big trouble.
Yeah.
The paddy wagon's coming to pick us all up.
Good. That's a wrap, Nate. That's good.
Creative, I like it.
Very creative.
Had to make sure that it made sense.
I saw you rolling your eyes a couple times, like
Yeah, I was like,
thinking
I hope
hard.
I say this right because I can mess this up real easy.
I wasn't quite sure where you were going when you said, "Let me, yeah,
Let me get this right.
let me get this right." So. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 217 and our discussion on the Dragsholm Slot Castle. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.